Manhunt. The story of the accusing violin that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
Dorothy, please go. You know what you ask is impossible. In a half hour, I'm to do my concert downstairs. How can I play?
Promise you'll meet me right after the concert, and I'll go.
Dorothy, how can I promise that? My wife...
Your wife? You mean nothing to her, Michael. You know that now. I love you, Michael. She doesn't.
Please go, Dorothy.
All right, I'll go. Remember this, Michael. I want you, and I can't have you. Maybe she won't have you very long, either. Goodbye.
I must think. Now, I've got to cancel the concert. I can't think. I can't play, but there's one thing I can do. What I thought of before. But this time I'll do it. First a piece of paper. This typewriter. There. I, Michael Allison, for reasons that concern no one, am about to take my own life. Please forgive me. There. Now I must sign this. There. Michael Allison. And now... No. No, I can't do it. I won't. I'm not a coward.
Who's there? Why, it's... That gun. Why are you pointing at me? No. No, don't come near me. No, stop. Please. Oh.
A killer has done his work. A man lies dead. Murdered. The police will say it's suicide when they find the note and the gun that the murderer placed in the dead man's hand. Who is to say it is not suicide? Who will find the one flaw? Who will start the manhunt? Manhunt and the Accusing Violin.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, morning, Bill.
Where's Droop?
Back here in the lab. Be right out, Bill.
Hey, doesn't he ever leave his laboratory? I'm a cop, too, but I take some time off.
Well, once in a while, he quits working to eat, but not often.
Come on out, Drew. I got the whole rest of the day off. As soon as I get your report on that violinist suicide last night. Hey, what about it?
Okay, Bill, take it easy. I'm here.
Everything check on that violinist suicide, the Michael Allison case?
Technically, yes.
There he goes with his technicality.
Wait a minute, Drew. Don't get any ideas about the Allison case. It's the most obvious suicide I ever came across.
Oh, it's obvious, all right. I admit that.
Well, what'd you find, Drew?
Nothing we didn't expect. Powder burns indicating the gun was held close to the head. No fingerprints except the dead man's. And the bullet came from the gun we found in his hand.
Signature on the suicide note, McCoy?
Definitely. He signed it all right.
Fine. We found the gun in his right hand, the bullet wound in his right temple. Everything else checks. It's suicide, definitely.
Maybe.
Maybe, he says. Look, Drew, forget it. I finally got myself a pat suicide case, complete with note to match. And that's all there is to it. The guy killed himself.
All right, he killed himself. Why?
Why, yes. How do I know? You tell him why, Pat.
Oh, I'm tired of trying to tell him anything.
Look, you two, it probably was suicide. I don't deny that. But this laboratory of mine contains equipment that can mean life to an innocent man or death to a guilty one. I like to use it, that's all.
All right, so you like to use it. But not on this case. Not anymore, that is. Let's have your report.
Okay. Here.
Thanks. So long.
So long, Bill. Lock that door, Pat, quickly.
All right. But why?
Hey, Bill. Bill Morton.
Yeah, what is it?
Bring my report back at 5 tonight and I'll sign it. Come on over here, Pat. I've got a hunch.
All right. I'm over. What is it?
Take a look at this. What do you see?
The violin.
Huh? That's right. Allison's violin. See anything unusual about it?
No.
Neither do I. But there is something wrong with it, Pat. I bet on it.
All right, so there's something wrong with it, but what can that have to do with Allison's suicide?
I'm not sure it was suicide. I may be later today, but I'm not now. That's why I stalled Morton until 5 o'clock. I want to make a couple of calls. Allison's widow and Dorothy Barton, the gal who heard the shot and notified the police.
You want me with you?
No, not when I go to see Mrs. Allison. I want you to sneak into the homicide department files and get me all the dope on the Barton gal, then meet me in front of a home. I'll phone you for the address.
Oh, I'll do it, Drew. If you just tell me what you're driving at.
Okay. Pat, there's something about this violin that's wrong. Don't know what it is. Maybe when I come back here, I'll know. It may even be that this violin is proof that Michael Allison was murdered. I'm sorry to bother you like this, Mrs. Allison, but you see,
I've told everything I had to tell to the police, Mr. Stevens.
Well, perhaps this gentleman here can...
Oh, you don't know Mr. Conroy. He was my husband's manager. Mr. Conroy, Mr. Stevens.
How do you do, Mr. Stevens?
Oh, Conroy. When did you last see Mr. Allison, Conroy?
Why, last night, just before he left for the... Say, what's the meaning of this questioning?
Oh, just some private investigating I'm doing, that's all.
With the knowledge of the homicide department, I suppose.
Well, not exactly. You see,
I see that it might be a good idea if you left here at once.
We really have nothing to tell you, Mr. Stevens.
Well, let me be the judge of that, hmm? I won't be a minute.
I'll say you won't. I'll call them up right now.
I really don't see any harm to answering a few questions, Don.
We've answered enough questions. This man has no right to question us. Ridiculous. Answer questions with proper...
Police headquarters.
Oh. I want to talk to Detective Sergeant Morton in homicide, please.
Just a minute.
We'll find out if we have to answer these questions or not.
Morton speaking.
Morton, this is John Conroy, the late Michael Allison's manager. I'm with Mrs. Allison at her home. One of your men, Drew Stevens, is here and wants to ask us some questions.
He's not one of my men. He's from the police lab.
Well, do we have to answer his questions?
No, he's got no right to even be there. Let me talk to him.
Gladly. Will you take this phone, Mr. Stevens?
Okay, give it to me. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill, he says. As if he didn't stick me with an unsigned report and kept me here at headquarters for no reason. Listen, Drew. Get out of there and leave those people alone. Allison committed suicide, but I'll commit murder if you don't come right back down here and sign that report.
Okay, I'll be back, Bill. 5 o'clock. Got an hour yet, you know.
All right, you've got an hour. But get out of there and let those people alone. That's an order, Drew. Go on, beat it.
Okay, Bill, don't get upset. I'm going. I haven't found out anything yet, but it isn't 5 o'clock yet either. Hi. Been waiting long, Pat?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
I didn't get your message until a half hour ago. Is this where the Barton girl lives?
Yes, right here.
Oh, come on, we're going in.
Maybe nobody's home.
Oh, someone's coming.
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Miss Barton.
Oh, it's violin, you mean. I was just practicing.
I'm Drew Stevens, and this is Patricia O'Connor. We're from the police.
The police? But...
May we come in?
Yes. Yes, of course. Forgive me. This way. If you'll wait a moment while I put my violin away.
Do you mind if I look at it first?
Not at all.
Thank you. I'll be careful not to drop it. Pretty instrument, don't you think, Pat?
Oh, I don't know. They all look alike to me.
Look alike, yes. I'm just an amateur, but when Michael Allison played, his violin was a living thing. It breathed. It spoke.
Violin talked, huh? Pat, I've got it.
Got what?
The significance of Michael Allison's violin. It's the clue I needed.
Well, what kind of a clue could you get from that fiddle?
This kind of a clue, Pat. Michael Allison couldn't have committed suicide. Not the way we found him. He was murdered. Bill, are all three in the dressing room where we found Allison's body?
Yeah. I don't know how you talked me into this, but the three of them are next door. Mrs. Allison, Conroy, and Dorothy Barton. Pat's with them, too. Drew, if you made a fool of me getting them all up here...
Made a fool of you? I can hear of you, Bill. You wouldn't want a murderer to go free, would you? Okay, let's go in.
Murderer go free.
All right, everybody, quiet, please. Well, I'm going to try to reenact what happened here last night. Michael Allison was sitting in this chair as I'm sitting in it now. He was despondent about something.
About her, his wife, Joyce Allison. She's the something. She broke his heart, ruined his life.
All right, Miss Barton, please.
Thanks, Pat. Now, Allison sat here and typed out a suicide note. He intended to kill himself. Now, he typed the note like this, finished it, signed it, and then something changed his mind. Maybe he didn't have time. Maybe it was the opening of the door. Open that door, will you, Pat?
Okay.
Allison half turned, as I'm doing now, saw someone standing over him with a gun. He stood up, but before he could make another move, he was shot. His body slumped to the floor. The murderer bent down, saw the suicide note, wiped off whatever fingerprints were on the gun, forced it into Allison's lifeless hand, and fled.
Well, that's pure conjecture. No one but Allison could have known what happened in this room last night.
You're wrong, Mr. Conroy. There was a witness. Allison's violin.
When did you violin?
What are you talking about, Drew?
I'll explain that later. This much I'll tell you now. A new acid I developed in my laboratory showed a second set of fingerprints underneath Allison's on that gun. Your fingerprints, Mrs. Allison. You murdered your husband.
Well, I didn't. I swear I didn't. I didn't kill him.
They were your fingerprints, Mrs. Allison.
But I didn't kill him. I tell you. Tell them I didn't kill him. John, tell them.
Shut up. I don't know what you're talking about.
I won't shut up. I didn't kill him. He did. John Conroy. It was his idea. The insurance. I handed them the gun, but he shot my husband.
You are, Bill? There's your case.
You stupid fool.
I wouldn't move if I were you, Conroy. Cops shoot pretty straight.
Take them down and book them both, Bill. Charge is murder. Prosecuting witness, violin.
Don't give me any of that nonsense about a secret acid that brings out hidden fingerprints, Drew. You made that up now, didn't you?
Yes, I dreamt that up. But it served its purpose, didn't it?
Well, what I want to know is, what clue Allison's violin gave you?
The strings were on backwards. The E string, the highest one, which belonged on the extreme right, was on the left.
Oh?
Three other strings were reversed, too.
Well, how did you know the strings were on backwards?
I didn't know until I tinkered with Dorothy Barton's violin at her house. Remember, Pat?
Yeah, I remember, but what about it?
Well, the Barton violin strings were normal because Miss Barton is right-handed. By the same token, the Allison violin strings were reversed because Allison was left-handed.
I'm beginning to get it now, Drew.
I checked and found that Allison was left-handed. Conroy and Mrs. Allison knew it, too, of course, but in their haste and excitement, they never thought of it.
You jump from a left-handed violin to a murder. I don't get it.
Simple, Pat. The gun they killed Allison with, they forced into his right hand to match the bullet hole in his right temple. But Allison was left-handed. If he had killed himself, he'd have held the gun in his left hand.
How do you like that? The violin really was a witness, wasn't it?
Yes, kind of. You recall what Miss Barton told us about it, don't you? That Allison's violin lived and breathed and talked. Well, it talked his killers right into our hands.